As a business leader, every day brings countless decisions. Some big, some small, some easy, and some you need to sleep on. Work with a banker who gets you, gets your business, and can help you make the right decisions to meet your goals. So you're not just navigating between choices, you're planning your success. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's time to knock some things off your bucket list. First up, travel the world. If you've always wanted to visit Hong Kong or vacation in the Swiss Alps and wondered what it was like, well, Jeanette, Yvette, and Tina got the scoop for you. These jet-setting divas are always at some fun and exotic place experiencing the best of what life has to offer. And each week, they'll tell you all about it. These ladies are always high-flying loads of fun.
Hey, I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina, and we are the Jet Setting Divas. Hey, ladies, what's going on in the world of travel?
Look like it's crazy out there for what I'm seeing. Crazy. I mean, mental.
Girl, when you see TMZ post some spirit nonsense, I'm like, I have to go back to my favorite comedian, who is D.L. Hughley, and he says, okay, that's what you get when you buy $17 tickets on Spirit.
But you know,
you not think that these people are not flying these other airlines?
They are, because it's not.
I believe they are. I don't think it's based on, but you know,
but the crazy on Spirit has been,
and that was that woman lost it. She was
not even her. Even the lady that was preaching the week before, that was like somebody had the demons and the exorcists. She was even preaching. But these type of people, come on now. I know they flying Southwest and American and Delta, but they more common of being on Spirit. Because they over there thinking they flying the Jesus bird when they said, because it says Spirit, but girl, they need the Holy Spirit.
They need something, medicine or something. I think a lot of these, personally, I think people are doing drugs. They are, because these people
I think they are out of it. I think, you know, people get a little concerned about flying or going through airports and stuff like that.
Anxiety medicine.
Yeah.
And they taking anxiety medicine ain't making you
act like that. No, anxiety medicine will make you go quick. To me, it's like marijuana or something.
Anxiety medicine can do that because it impacts everybody differently. I have known people who cannot take them because
they're taking some drugs. If they taking anxiety medicine, they should be calmed down. If anything, they should be calmed down.
But some people have adverse reactions to different drugs.
I think they on some crack, cocaine, girl, something like that.
I don't know. That something. It is something.
Well, the woman
going
was on American. She was like, "Do y'all don't see that ghost? But y'all don't see that person back there? Don't tell me that you're not seeing."
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely, and, you know, it's crazy. Luckily, we haven't been on any of those flights.
And think about it. When people are on, they go to these different states that have legalized marijuana, all of, you know how sometimes that candy and all of those different things that they have put marijuana in different states, that they probably said, oh, I'm just going to have a little bitty, you know, piece of candy or gummy. And that stuff has an effect on people.
Now, that is having it. That is it.
And think about it.
The woman said, y'all don't see him, but don't tell me you don't see that.
Girl, they didn't went to Colorado, came back, and they took a gummy, and they don't realize that gummy in Colorado ain't like the gummy in California.
No, it's not Starburst.
Girl, and I'm telling you, and it's laced, and sometimes, you know, I've been to like some growth plants and different things, and sometimes they soak that stuff in so much, you know, different things that, you know what, those things can, and you know, I've seen it happen where you've taken some old marijuana cookies And next thing you know, turn around, you ain't trying to, you can't figure out how you can't get to your house.
Right.
So I'm here to tell you that the people getting on planes and acting a doggone fool.
I'm just glad that we haven't been on any flights like that, because that disrupts your whole life.
Okay, so why is it just happening on airplanes?
It's probably happening on trains too. But trains ain't nobody, you know, that pretty sure, like, if you're taking a train from DC to New York, I bet they got some fools out there.
Yeah.
Because you just think about it. They always showing this stuff on airplanes. So is it happening in restaurants? Is it happening in movie theaters? You know, like, just anywhere individuals go.
Yeah, but you know, I think, like, people who have a phone, you know, somebody, you know, because you thought when you looked on that Spirit flight, about 4 or 5 people had their phones out. There's some places you're not even allowed to bring a phone in certain areas or restaurants, maybe.
I ain't never heard of that. You can bring your phone anywhere. Yeah, but anyway, a lot of people were saying evidently these people are suffering with some type of mental health illness. And it's sad that people pull out their phones and record them acting like that. So what do y'all think about that? Should they be putting this information out on social media?
Everybody's a reporter today. I mean, that's the hard part. Everybody is a reporter. But, you know, after George Floyd and everything else, people, because you just, like, you know, we were out last night, and this guy was just, you know, the Jets and Divas, and we didn't have our phone ready at the time. Yeah. People got their phone ready just in case something pop off.
I did get it one time.
It's going viral because something's popping off.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just glad that we aren't on any flights where people are going crazy.
Don't speak too soon.
I was on that crazy flight with that man who broke off all the legs on his luggage because the lady was saying his luggage was too big. So I've been on a flight where they act a fool. Yeah. I remember one time, the first time I went to go see Yvette, I flew a Spirit flight into Dallas, me and some girlfriends from Denver. And on that flight, somebody passed out in the middle of the floor on the Spirit flight. This is my first time flying Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the lady passed out on the Spirit flight. And this lady popped up and she said, "Girl, I can't believe that lady passed out and there's no doctors on the plane." Mm-hmm. And another lady turned around. She said, "Girl, I only paid like $40 for this ticket." This was, and she said, "I don't think doctors are out here flying on Spirit."
I was on a flight where a woman passed out too, and I was flying from Florida to Dallas, and we were over Houston. We stopped in Houston, and we had to make a stop, and then we came back. So, all kinds of things can happen. I mean, really, we try to tell people when you're traveling, anything can happen. You kind of need to be ready for anything. You also need to have extra money. You know, you could have to get another flight. All types of things can happen.
Yeah, okay, so what do y'all think about people complaining about people leaning their seats back?
That was another one.
So I had a man, he literally, the seat was broken. So when he leaned back, he literally was, the seat back was right in my face. He got up and he went to the restroom, and I stuck my hand between the seats, pushed his seat back up, and I stuck my computer, which I was hoping he wouldn't break my computer, to stop it from going back. And he just kept rolling back and bumping it back. And I was like, "Oh, my computer is going to be broken." But he was like, "What's wrong with my seat?" And he kept looking back. He's like, "Are you stopping my seat?" And
so I'm like, the seat broken to the point where it was like leaning back too much?
It was too far.
But a lot of these seats will just automatically go back far, because did you all see that story? That's what Yvette's talking about. There was a story where a woman was leaning really far back, and the people behind her kept pushing her seat. And she finally, at the end of the flight, she got mad and she said, "Stop pushing. I can lean back. I pay for this seat. I can." So that's what she's saying. How do you feel when people pay and they feel like they should be able to lean back as much as they want to because they pay?
Right. If the seat is designed to lean back, you should be able to lean back. That's okay. So if you don't want me in your space, then lean your seat back too, so you can have more room in between. Yeah. You know.
But it's cool. I think it's okay if you have enough space between the seats.
Yeah.
There's some planes. Now, come on now. JetBlue. You shouldn't be able to lean back because those flights. Those seats are too close to even lean back. Girl, I don't know. I think if I'm on an American flight and I'm flying a long period of time, I better be able to lean back.
Yeah.
But if I'm flying, you know, an hour flight and it's a smaller plane, I'm okay with not. But if you pay, if people feel like your money is supposed to pay for everything on that plane, all the way down to the drinks and the nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, we were talking about family reunions, things like that are coming up. So what's coming up with you all?
Well, it's spring and people are going to start getting out, doing things, planning their vacations for the summer, planning their family reunions. People are doing different things for family reunions these days. They're not just going to a park.
Last year, my family went to St. Louis they went on a trip for the family reunion.
People travel, and I guess I come from a city or state where it's really close. It's a lot more driving travel. People don't really fly in because everybody's either from Texas or Louisiana, so we just all kind of drive to wherever the destination is. But I have been involved with, you know, a lot of people who are saying, I got to travel to Hawaii, and we're going to have our family reunion on a cruise ship. They're doing different things for family reunions, which I think are really, really great things
to do. I think so, too.
And you get your T-shirts, and you don't forget, go come get your girlfriend everywhere T-shirts from Jet Set and Diva. Yeah. But you got to go ahead and you got to get your T-shirts, and they have T-shirt concerts. But I'm excited to see. But it's a new way because, you know, you go out there to the hot picnic and, you know, bring that potato salad and hope it don't spoil. And now they don't really do that anymore. Nobody want to be sitting outside.
You remember last year, Yvette, when we went to Nashville, there were a lot of people there that were having their
were having family reunions.
Okay, so but family reunions still in style. It's like
destination family reunions now. That's
right. Right. Yeah. Well, I just recently got together with my family for Good Friday, last Friday. Uh-huh. So, you know, we do stuff like that, which I had to drive from Dallas to Houston. And we all, you know, came together for Good Friday, you know, and Easter. It's not so particular a family reunion, but, you know, it's just stuff like that.
We had to get together, too, for Easter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that it's great. Families are getting back together. But, you know, I just feel like it used to be like family reunion would start about April and it'll go to September. You know, I don't see as many of, you know, I haven't gotten I'll just say for my family, I haven't gotten the family. We getting together in June because right now you need to start planning for your June trip down to Houston to, you know, to the hot heat, you know, and of course that sometimes we've been doing family reunions in April because it is way too hot to do it. And people are older and they can't be sitting in that heat all day.
That's a good idea. It really is.
Yeah, well, a lot of people may rent out facilities, you know, and have, you know, events indoors and not necessarily go out to the park or I don't even know if they, you know, do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, right now we're getting ready for another family reunion, but it's like the family reunion is surrounding a birthday or surrounding an event, an anniversary, or, you know,
that's another twist,
holidays
and things like that. Mm-hmm. And getting all the family together and things like that. But I think that, you know, if my family say, hey, we had a somewhat of just the siblings and our kids. We had our family reunion at Broken Bow in Oklahoma. Okay. And it was just us. We all drove 3-4 hours away. And it was great to get away. You know, but the problem was everybody else in the family was upset because they were like, why couldn't we have come? Why didn't you invite everyone? Mm-hmm. We could have gotten 2 or 3 houses and, you know, did this. Okay. And so it's like, what is family reunion? Is family reunion you, your parents, your siblings, and all your kids? Or do you now have to bring in your first cousins and your aunts and uncles and all the cousins?
Anybody. I mean, it wasn't designed for that. So people should be understanding that It was immediate family. It was an immediate family event. It wasn't for, you know, everybody.
That wasn't a family reunion. You all were just doing, you were celebrating a specific event.
You were
celebrating your mom, your parents, you know. Yeah. So you all were doing something specific that
was. But I have cousins and aunts that have lost their husbands, and it's just the aunt. And maybe she only had one kid, one child. So then it's just them. They don't have a big family. So we try to, you know, include them. But then it's like, well, why did you include this person and not this group of people? So my family is really large, but we do have a couple of people who never got married or don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And it's been like this weird, what is family? Because I mean, my son is getting married. And of course, when it's the boy getting married, The girl has more autonomy on who can come. So I only got a certain number of people that I can invite. So, you know, I come from this huge family. So I'm like, if I'm, tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm contributing money to this wedding, I want to be able to invite X amount of people.
And you should be. I think you should be able to. If you, you know,
the girl
has to be considerate to the boy and his family too. You know, you have to split it. To me, I think that's the way, especially going into a marriage, I think that's the way that you should do it. You should split it.
But I got a unique situation because I'm divorced. So now it's between me and my ex-husband sharing the number of invitations that we got. And I know that my ex-husband has less people in his family than I do. But do I call him and say, hey, you know what? So it's been kind of an interesting thing because now my family, because it's so large, they're saying things like, oh, I can't wait to get my invitation. Well, girl, this ain't finna be the country throwdown that I'm used to. Well, we can run a copy of the invitation and just hand them out like flies.
Yeah.
I only got a certain number of invitations and I've already selected the people that I, you know, that are close to me. If you're not close to me, if I ain't talked to you in 4 or 5 years, if I ain't talked to you since before COVID, you probably ain't coming.
Well, Jeanette, I guess we're not going.
Oh, y'all was number one on the list. I got everybody. I got my Shaletta Makes Me Laugh crew, you know, Jason Diva crew. You know, but of course I have cut out some friends that I've known for years, but you know, hey, I had to look at the numbers.
Yeah.
So family reunion is not the same. It's a numbers game. You know, I ain't got time for nobody who don't want to pay and who don't, you gonna bring more people than they need to.
Yep.
Family reunions, hey, coming up soon.
Well, ladies, this thing's been travel world has gotten really crazy. We're trying to deal with this and just deal with life now.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I ain't got to travel on a plane to go to see my family. I can just get in the car.
Yes. Me too.
Same here.
Awesome.
Well, ladies, anything else to discuss tonight about this crazy world of travel?
Girl, they crazy. Let's
until next time.
Well, I'm Jeanette. Next time.
And I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina. And we are the Jet Setting Divas.
Tune in next Thursday when the Jet Setting Divas will tell you about another fun destination spot that you'll want to visit. For more on their excursions, log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Are you planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with people from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces. So protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home and don't travel if you're sick. Wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask is an additional prevention strategy that you can choose to further protect yourself and others from respiratory viruses in busy places with poor ventilation, like airport jetways, airplanes when the ventilation system is off, or when using public transportation. Respiratory infections are a leading reason why travelers seek medical care. People 65 and older and those with a weakened immune system are at highest risk for COVID-19, whether at home or away. If that describes you, talk to your health care professional for specific recommendations before deciding to travel. Take precautions so viral infections won't get in the way of your vacation fun.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me. This is news they can use.